WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It's called Rising Lion, the deadly Israeli airstrikes targeting Iran's capital of Tehran and nuclear sites. Prime Minister Netanyahu said Iran has been on the verge of being able to make nuclear bombs.
We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear weaponization program. We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb.
Iran is retaliating with drone attacks on Israel. In Tel Aviv, this man was ready.
I woke up by the alarm and couldn't get to sleep, so I thought, let's get some supplies in case anything happens. Got some water, some basic food for the family.
Even as Iran says the U.S. is, quote, responsible for consequences of the attack, U.S. officials tell CBS News that Special Envoy Steve Witkoff still intends to do another round of U.S.-Iran talks on Sunday. Correspondent Weijia Jiang checks Secretary of State Marco Rubio's statement.
Israel advised us that they believe this action was necessary for its self-defense. President Trump and the administration have taken all necessary steps to protect our forces and remain in close contact with our regional partners.
World stock markets slid after the attacks, and U.S. stock futures are down. CBS transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports all but one person on board a jet that crashed in northern India died.
Air India Flight 171 took off from Ahmedabad, a city of 8 million people, just before 2 in the afternoon. It would be a short and deadly flight. The Boeing 787 was headed for London's Gatwick Airport with 242 on board. The plane struggled to gain altitude and then sank towards the ground. Loaded with fuel, the 787 Dreamliner crashed into a neighborhood just beyond the airport.
Protests continue over immigration raids. CBS's Omar Villafranco has more, beginning in Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott has activated thousands of National Guard and state troopers.
Videos on social media show ICE agents detaining several men in Dallas shortly after their immigration hearings were dismissed. In San Antonio, children and their families were zip-tied at the federal courthouse. In Omaha, Nebraska, more than 70 migrants were taken into custody at a meat packing plant.
A federal appeals court delayed an order requiring the Trump administration to return control of the California National Guard to Governor Newsom. At least five are dead and two missing in San Antonio floods.
These low water crossings, the depth of the water and the speed at which it's traveling are very, very hard to gauge. And if you venture into it when the water's deep and the water's moving real fast, you're taking your life into your own hands.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf. And he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. Started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers, even a few thunderstorms in the overnight, and some of that rain could be locally heavy. Otherwise, look for plenty of clouds, an east breeze, and morning lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, a continued chance of showers and storms and highs in the mid and upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
That is what our framers intended, and I don't care if it's your team winning today, it won't always be that way. So what in the heck are they doing?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Are you kidding me?
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I think that speaks to Wisconsinites in a really special way that I've been to 15 baseball stadiums. It ain't the same in other places.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, we just wrapped up yet another hour of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Giveaway. We've got one day left, so be sure that you tune in to Civic Media all day tomorrow to get in your text to win entries. I will drop tomorrow's word at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. But we have tons of breaking news this hour. If you are just joining us, California Senator Alex Padilla was in a government building, in a public building, federal building, to talk to one of the generals involved in Donald Trump's illegal sending of the military to face off against civilians exercising their First Amendment rights. And let me be clear here, you destroy property. You harm ICE agents. I might not like them, but you commit a crime, I ain't behind you. Who I do stand behind is the 99.9% of these protesters that are assembling peacefully, singing things like, if I had a hammer, for crying out loud. What I want to know, all of this, the No Kings protest has been scheduled for a while. And now all of this unrest. Does anybody think that this was actually an accident? Donald Trump's approval ratings are in the toilet. According to yesterday's Quinnipiac poll that was released, his approval ratings are as low as they've ever been. And he doesn't have majority support on anything. This is Quinnipiac poll. So I want to know, what do you guys think about the protest this weekend? Are you planning on going to the nearly 60-odd some No Kings protests across the state? There's some 2,000-plus of these happening nationwide, way more than the hands-off protest back on April 5th. Are you going? Are you worried? A couple of just really basic logistical things about the protest. If you're going, notably, one of the directives from the No Kings organizers is be peaceful, be lawful, obey the directives of law enforcement. If you see agitators, if you see people committing crimes, please move away from them. Sit down, put your hands up, get out of those situations, right? 855-752-4842. If you're a conservative, you go to the front of the line. 855-752-4842. If you're a veteran, you go to the front of the line. 855-752-4842. If you're a woman, you go to the front of the line. Are you going to the protests? What do you think about them? Good thing, bad thing? Are you happy one is happening in your city or not? All of that good stuff. So I want to play the sound of Senator Padilla getting arrested because it is shocking. It is all part of what's going on. Then I'm going to play you some insane sound from the congressional hearings that are going on right now. All of this is part of a whole, right? It is all part of a whole. Let's take a listen. This is Senator Padilla at a press conference in a government building trying to ask the Secretary of Homeland Security a few questions, you know, do his job, congressional oversight. Take a listen.
Sir, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the Secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your hands off.
On the ground. Hands behind your back.
If you let me see my hands, go ahead. Turn behind my back.
All right. Cool. Other hand. Lay flat. Other hand, sir. Other hand.
Yep, that's him getting handcuffed.
There's no recording allowed out here. I did not know. There's no recording allowed out here per FBI, right? So what, I'm sorry? There's no recording.
First of all, weird, no recording in a public hallway in a federal building? Whatever, dude. Needs to be investigated. Got taken down by three guys. I just watched the video again. I think I overestimated it before. It was basically three jobs. A million different ways that this could have been handled. If you are a conservative, are you okay with this? Are you okay with hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money being spent to send troops where none have been requested? And according to the chief of the LA police, the LA County District Attorney, none are needed. Does that make any sense? 855-752-4842. Here's what I know to be true. We have no kings in this country. And no president should ever be permitted, if you are a good faith American, no matter what your political preference, no president should be able to stop people from peacefully protesting government action, right? Like, can we all agree on that? Like, no, presidents are not kings, and no president should ever be able to stop peaceful protestation of government action. And on Saturday, we're going to see millions of people do just that. Millions. And let's be clear, everything that is going on in California, all of it, is a distraction. The man is getting hammered in the polls. He's about to rip healthcare from millions of Americans, rip life-saving food away from millions of kids. He's about to make healthcare more expensive for millions of Americans. He's about to cut Medicare to the tune of $500 billion. Nobody like, oh, to do what? So billionaires get bigger tax cuts that they don't need anyways and won't even notice because it's a rounding error. I do not understand. He knows that people hate this bill. The Republican coalition passed by one vote in the House, one vote, is fraying as the Senate tries to come up with its version. He knows that he is getting hammered on this. So what do? You invent a crisis, you escalate it, and you lie about the other side until you are blue, or in this case, orange, in the face. That's what he does. 855-752-4842. And if we have any doubt about Donald Trump's desire to be king, just Google Donald Trump admiring North Korean leader. Donald Trump admires how his people stand up at attention for Kim Jong-un. Said it on a hot mic. Said this about Tiananmen Square, which we just had the anniversary of. He said this about Tiananmen Square. Quote, when the students poured into Tiananmen Square, the Chinese government almost blew it. Then they were vicious. They were horrible. But they put it down with strength. That shows you the power of strength. That's what Donald Trump thinks about peaceful protesters. Let's go to the phones. 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield, hello. Are you planning on going to a No Kings protest? What do you think about them?
I think it's a very good thing. I think anytime we can peacefully show that we do not agree with having a king in the office. And no, it's not all right to throw a sitting senator in his state to the ground and handcuff him because he wants to talk to one of Trump's minions in his, you know, his cabinet. And no, it's not okay to send in the military, you know, to use force against us, U.S. citizens. And no, it's not okay to, you know, pass a big, beautiful bill that we get hosed, cuts in Medicare and clean air and clean water, just so Elon Musk can have a few billions, just as you stated, Maggie. You know, he won't even notice. Yes, I'm from Brookfield. I did look up No Kings. There is one in Brookfield. However, we ironically were going to be out of town in our friend's lake cabin up near Packwaukee, but I did look up, and believe it or not, Montello, Wisconsin has one, and we do plan to be there from noon to one. I think it's called Daggett Park or something, you know, right where it is. I have no problem going. My wife said, well, I'm more, you know, definitely in favor of going. She's just worried that some nutcase, you know, mega crowd from a truck or something will drive by and throw something or that. I said, hey, we'll just keep our distance from the road, you know, and yes, go there peacefully. You know, and if they do resort to that, that's on them. You know, it's unfortunate. But, yes, I do plan up in Montello, Wisconsin, because we, you know, we're just a few minutes drive from there, from noon to one on Saturday, going there just to show that there are people that are aware of what's going on. This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in. I, you know, I keep emphasizing that to my kids. I'm hoping my daughter, she's 19, she'll probably come with us. She's a little hesitant. I think my wife spooked her, but we plan to go there and be peaceful and just show that we do not stand for what's going on in this country.
Amen, brother. That is noon in Montello, Wisconsin, Daggett Memorial Park. Jim from Brookfield, thanks for calling. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What do you think of the No Kings protest? Pro or con? Are you going? Are you scared? Here's what I'm going to say to Jim, and especially Jim's lovely wife and his lovely daughter. My mom is 83 years old, uses a cane. She's already made her signs. She is going to be down in Cathedral Square in the heart of downtown Milwaukee on Saturday, exercising her 83-year-old First Amendment right to say we have no kings in the United States and no president should ever, ever stop people from peacefully speaking out. And further, let me say this. No president should ever use the military or his or her supporters to scare people like Jim's wife and his daughter from speaking out. That's what he's counting on. He's counting on your fear to keep you at home. Do not let our authoritarian in the Oval Office scare you out of your rights. Stand up. 855-752-4842. We got a new ish caller, Kathy from Cambridge. Haven't heard from you in a while. Are you going to a protest, Kathy? And what do you think about it?
You bet your booty I am. And I also, there is a website that you can go to update on all protests going on, but I didn't get that. That was from earlier with Hartman's show.
Yes.
And so I'm hoping I could get that because, you know, when I put in protests, I get things from all over the country, but I really want Madison, Wisconsin area, and, you know, well, I'll probably at the Milwaukee one this time.
It's an easy one, Kathy. It is nokings.org. That is nokings.org. Go ahead, log on, RSVP, find out where there's a protest near you. I got a list of about 60 of these puppies going on across Wisconsin. We'll put that in the show notes. We'll put the No Kings website in the show notes. Are you going? Are you afraid? If you're a conservative, do you support people's rights to go out on Saturday and say, we don't believe in kings. 855-752-4842. This great discussion continues on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reedus here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842. What do you think of the No Kings protest? Do you think they'll be peaceful? Are you worried at all? 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. Want to bring you some more sound because the buildup to these mass protests from coast to coast is intense. Given Donald Trump's use of the military to try to scare all of you, all of us, into silence, we are in the midst of a moment, objectively, of political intimidation that we have not seen in this country, perhaps since Joe McCarthy. It is stunning. And mind you, I just want to be clear, in every democracy in recorded human history, there has always been an inherent tension between the right of the people to stand up and say, I object, in the face of all of the power that a government can wield, including the power to imprison and to take life. There's always been, at loggerheads, fundamentally, when you stand up and you protest and you say, I object, I do not agree, I believe what you're doing is wrong, fundamentally, that is always a direct challenge to the power and authority of that government. You're saying that their exercise of their power and authority at some level is lacking either in merit morality or legality in some form. But that is what makes democracy great. The power in a democracy is derived from the people. It resides in the people. These individuals that we have elected don't hold those seats in perpetuity like a king. They hold them in trust for a limited period of time. So too here. 855-752-4842. Want to hit a couple of the folks on the text lines, answer some questions best I can. Let's see here. One of the texters texting in that it says that Senator Padilla indicated that he was not detained. I think he was probably speaking not in a legal sense. He was clearly detained once you're cuffed as a matter of law. That is a detention. It just is. But he was released. So I think the senator was just, I can imagine it's been quite a day for him. Fox also saying, and this is a texter from the WMDX text line. Fox is saying the senator barged into the conference. I don't know. I wasn't there at the beginning of the conference. I don't know what he said, but he identified himself. He has questions. You're in a public building. It's a public freaking press conference. And you notice what he was saying? Every time I listen to the audio, I hear it more clearly. He was making the same criticism I was. Secretary Noem's up there just rolling slides. Hey, this bad dude. And then there's this bad dude. And then there's this bad dude. Who cares? I don't care if you have a list of bad dudes. There's a long list of American citizen bad dudes. If you committed a heinous crime, you're a violent criminal, and you're here illegally, yes, goodbye. But that's not what they're doing. That's not why people are ticked off and protesting outside of ICE detention centers. They're doing that because they're picking up people working in fields outside of Home Depots looking for work. They're picking up folks, again, at daycares, folks showing up for their regularly scheduled immigration hearings. It is an abomination. Let's go to the phone lines now. Mike from Muskoka, you go into a protest. What do you think of them?
This is Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm not afraid of the Trumpster. He says what he's going to do. You're a bit of an alarmist. You know that?
Ooh. Alarmist about what, Mike? I think troops facing off against civilians is alarming. Do you not agree?
Well, I mean, that's just a small section of LA.
Right.
I mean, LA is huge.
Doesn't the argument work in the counter, too? Then why are they sending, you know, thousands of troops? It's one square mile in an over 500 square mile city. I agree. I think, you know, we shouldn't have military facing off against civilians. It's very limited in scope. The violence, while shocking, has been limited.
Well, you know, Maggie, maybe because the government is weak in Southern California. Now, if you live in Southern California, where my cousin does,
mm-hmm.
he lives near L.A.,
mm-hmm.
near Palisades there, wouldn't you be a little alarmed with cars on fire? You just lost 25,000 homes that aren't going to be replaced. Wouldn't you want some kind of protection if you live there?
Mike, what I would trust is the LA Police Department numbering in over 8,000. They have had that situation. They have been controlling that situation. Listen, bad random things happen. We can watch, you know, if it bleeds, it leads all day long. What I object to and what we have as a matter of law in this country is that military shall not be deployed against its citizenry. And I think that is an alarming escalation.
I appreciate your opinion, but I disagree to disagree. The Trumpster is not the villain that the left makes him out to be.
What if he is?
He's not. Thank you for your time.
Mike from Muskoka, appreciate you, sir. Always a little lively disagreement wanted on the Maggie Dawn Show. 855-752-4842. Ellen from Cedarburg, you're up next.
Hi. Yes, I'm going to at least two
awesome.
Rallies. I've been wearing my No Kings button since the 4th of July last year. This is just totally disgusting, and I'm going to do everything in my power to get my aging friends to get out there, too.
It is multi-generational, multicultural, and I think even Mike from Muskoka would agree. We don't have kings here, and no president should use the military to suppress speech. We deserve the ability to safely and peacefully protest. Our government, no matter who is in the White House. 855-752-4842. This great discussion continues on the other side. Are you going? Are you afraid? Am I an alarmist? Do you agree with Mike? Give us a call. 855-75-CIVIC. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Israel has attacked Iran in strikes targeting the country's nuclear program. Israeli military spokesman Effie Defren said they had no choice.
The state of Israel has the right and the obligation to operate in order to protect its people and will continue to do so.
Iran struck back against Israel with over 100 drone strikes and says the U.S. is, quote, responsible for consequences of the strikes. Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports what the administration says about that.
They want to make clear the U.S. was not involved in this, and they have a stark warning for Iran not to target any U.S. forces or facilities.
National security analyst Joe Cirincione.
You could see a shutdown of all tanker traffic through the Persian Gulf, through which a very healthy percentage of the global oil supplies flow, in which case you were then going to see a global stock market crash.
CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers, even a few thunderstorms in the overnight, and some of that rain could be locally heavy. Otherwise, look for plenty of clouds, an east breeze, and morning lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, a continued chance of showers and storms, and highs in the mid and upper 60s. It's 53 at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State's Eric Kelder Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, his new column suggests Governor Evers should not run for another term. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, one thing I love about doing this job is you all help me out when I screw things up. And I did not pronounce the town of Muscatine right. I hope I'm getting that right now. Thanks to Robert in West Dallas. And I think, Jane from Madison listening on WMDX. Muscatine, not Muscatine. My bad. And please, I beg forgiveness from all the Muscatinians. I don't know. I don't even want to try that one. I'll stay away from that. Folks, we are discussing the No Kings protest, the incredible stuff going down in the news today, the detention, the handcuffing, the roughing up of a sitting U.S. senator. Absolutely stunning. 855-752-4842. Also, breaking news related to all of this mess in California, which, remember, everyone, it's just a distraction from the big, brutal bill. Very important, very alarming, but it's a distraction. A federal judge that is hearing the emergency application of the state of California alleging that the deployment of 4,000 National Guards troops, as well as some 700 plus Marines in California, is unconstitutional and illegal. Judge Breyer, in a hearing earlier this afternoon, said this. He is skeptical of the constitutional basis for the deployment. It requires a, quote, rebellion. We aren't seeing a rebellion. You're seeing a protest. And yes, some bad actors protesting. And for heaven's sake, bad actors who may or may not be legitimately protesting, committing crimes who should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But again, according to the district attorney for LA County, 99.9% of the protesters peaceful. And all of this, I find so insane, because all of these MAGAs, do you also call what happened on January 6th a rebellion? Where was the National Guard on January 6th? Trump sat there shoving French fries in his face in the White House dining room watching our democracy blow up. Where was your outrage then? It seems to me that things are a rebellion and an insurrection when it's people that you disagree with. Like, that's the Republican rule of thumb. Surrounding a federal building, as long as you're not destroying the property, being a pain in the butt to ICE agents, that's not what happened on January 6th. It's leaps and bounds less alarming. No person of good faith can make that argument to me and have me be like, okay, that's legit. You can't, because it's not the same. And would you be surprised that J.B. Pritzker and Lauren Boebert had a moment today on Capitol Hill having this very argument, and the classy act known as Congresswoman Boebert I think, sounded just as stupid as we all know she might very well be. Let's take a listen.
Governor Pritzker.
I find it hard to believe that you're lecturing us about peaceful protest. Look at what happened January 6th. Here at the Capitol.
No, what we're seeing in L.A. is an insurrection. You want to talk about an insurrection?
An insurrection.
This is an absolute insurrection.
You don't understand what insurrection is when
people
are trying to overturn an election here at the Congress.
I started this off.
You were here. They were attacking you, by the way.
The same. I would expect the same.
I'm answering your question. It is outrageous. You are asking
us. Is it peaceful to destroy?
You're the one condoning pardoning of people who attack
private and government property
right here at our Capitol.
Governor Hochul?
I'd answer her question. Of course it's not peaceful to destroy property and arrest them. But to call all of the protesters an insurrection because a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction are agitators and bad actors, it doesn't track. This is not a rebellion. This is not a rebellion. It's a protest. If this is a rebellion, if this is an insurrection, then those words have no meaning. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ben from Madison, thank you for being patient. A new caller, welcome to the show. What do you have to say this afternoon? Are you there, Ben? It's me, Margaret. Bet. Welcome back to Ben. Thanks for your patience. We got L.A. Tom, one of my frequent flyers. Love to see your name on my caller list. How you doing, Tom? What you got?
Well, hey, Maggie, I'm good. First, we must get all money out of politics. That's got to be our number one goal of everything that we do if we want to restore government back to we the people. Second, Mike must not understand the topography of California. Palisades is about 45 minutes away from downtown L.A.
Yep.
this is a 1 mile. Not even a mile. It's probably about 3 blocks. A small town like maybe Durand, or a small town like I don't know, Ellsworth, River Falls. That's how big this protest is. So I don't know what the hell people are thinking, that we need to have the National Guard and the Marines and all of this other stuff in here that's just going to basically continue to build more problems than actually exist. Everyone else in LA is getting on with their life. The only problem is that we have people that have to shut down. For all you people out there that love mom and pop small businesses, one of my customers had to shut down his business since last Tuesday because he doesn't have people coming into the business because they're too afraid, because they're going to be deported because they pick, strawberries and things like that out in the fields. All of this is going to affect you guys. There's a part of me that I agree with the Gavin Newsom that we need to stop just paying our federal taxes here in the state of California and see how the country does. We pay $80 billion more into our tax revenue than we actually get back as a state. So I'm so tired of people saying, oh, California is such a wreck. California is such a mess. You know, we have 10 million people in LA County alone.
Yep.
If you want to call a protest or a insurrection or whatever, you know, go watch it when the Lakers win the NBA title.
Cars get lit on fire then, yes.
All that kind of stuff. You have the same stuff happening, but you know what? You have millions and millions of people down there. So don't give me this crap. And Donald Trump is just a taco. He's a chicken, and I hope people wear the chicken suits. I will be going to 3 different protests on Saturday. I'll be going to the Oxnard protest. I'll be going to the Malibu protest, and I will be going to the Thousand Oaks protest. So we're going to hit all 3 of them, and very excited to do so. And I will be there with my sign that says "Get Money Out of Politics."
That is what it's about, Tom. I appreciate your call, Tom. By the way, on that Malibu point, I have no idea how anyone who attends Pepperdine University graduates, because it is the most beautiful place I have ever been. Unbelievable. Getting more feedback on me apparently absolutely still getting the pronunciation wrong. Maybe there's a diversity of pronunciation opinions in the state about Musco Day. That's Mike from Sun Prairie. I'm sorry, everybody. I really do apologize. We probably do a whole show on how to pronounce small towns in Wisconsin and get a very vigorous debate going on. We've got one here for you, 855-752-4842. I wanted to play something for you that I just... One of my colleagues, a former colleague from this station, used to say something like, fascism, like, tiptoes in on a kitty's foot. I don't remember what it is. But what he was saying is, and most political theorists will say, that in modern times, where you see authoritarianism take hold and fascism, think Russia, they actually use democratic processes to seize control. In other words, the democratic process, the electoral process will work, but then they violate all these laws, they blow through it, they seize control of, you know, the military and the courts and things like that. One element of that that we should all be on the lookout for is the suppression of speech, right? And the trumping up of all of these, pardon the pun, pun intended, I guess. It's not an insurrection. If what's going on in L.A., as L.A. Tom pointed out, is an insurrection, then freaking what happens on State Street for Halloween in Madison is an insurrection. And I don't see guardsmen facing off against everybody's most beloved daughter and son for drinking too much and acting the fool and flipping cars over and doing stupid stuff. I don't see the National Guard every time a city wins, you know, a championship, as Tom pointed out. I mean... Bostonians, Pittsburghians, they do it up when they win. Anyways, this is sound of a local government board. You know what sound I'm talking about, Jacob? I'm trying to find it on our list here. What decorum looks like. That's what we're that one. This guy, when speech is getting shut down, when government starts to use all of its awesome powers to keep you from objecting to what it's doing, this is when you get worried. Take a listen to this, because it's exactly that.
Anyone else like to speak on this item?
Map 7.
Okay, hang on. I will recognize who the speakers are. So you may go.
Map 7 was not... available.
The next time there's an outburst of any kind, I don't care who it is, we are clearing the chamber. The end, no more warnings. Okay, yeah, that's not how this works, so I'm sorry you're not allowed to speak.
Okay.
All right, he is done. Remove him immediately.
What happened?
Well, I'm following the decorum policy. We're not going to be called racists. The end. Get him out.
Is
Glenda Diaz...
Decorum policy?
You read the decorum policy and you figure
it's
it out.
Racist in the decorum policy channel.
Profane, sorry, slander, all those
things. It's racist.
Max Potenza, Linda Diaz, and Geraldine Jackie policy. Cox.
Smart.
Remove him from the building. There's a lady on the aisle that just turned around and looked. The one next to her, please remove her from the courtroom.
The United States Constitution establishes the separate...
Thank you, ma'am. You're done. Carol Peters.
You're all dishonest, cheaters, and racist men.
All right, remove her from the building, please. Aguilar. There's a lady on the aisle right there in a gray sweatshirt. The one right next to her, remove her from the courtroom. She keeps clapping. The kid right here in the green shirt, remove that one from the room.
Be quiet. Thank you. And actually listen to your constituents. Because your constituents are telling you that they do not want these masks.
Get her out of here.
Better you now listen to them.
Thank you,
Renee Thomas. So now and I'm calling for the vote.
It goes on and on and on and on like this. So having worked in local government and having had angry people at public hearings, I've been called names. This idea that, oh, well, it's in the decorum policy, so you don't get to talk anymore. You shut down speech by using all kinds of trumped up excuses, pun intended, that have the veneer of legitimacy. We're in the midst of that. Don't be fooled. Don't get distracted. It's about the big brutal bell. It's about your right to protest. Phone lines still open. We got a little space left. We'll get in all of your calls in the last segment right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time out.
All right.
Hey, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my good friend, conservative Mark from Sussex on the text line. He's saying I'm all full of the BS. And my response to Mark was this. Mark, my friend, good to hear from you. BS is calling what's happening in a few city blocks by less than 100 criminals in L.A. an insurrection. But calling January 6th a peaceful, loving protest, and then pardoning the people who beat up cops. That's BS. Mark, of course, quick on the text lines, responded, hope you have fun protesting on Saturday with all the other blanks. I don't know what that is. Even when the majority of people agree with Trump on illegal criminal immigrants. Okay, Mark, well, let's take that up very briefly. First of all, six MAGAT Republicans, and by that I mean M-A-G-A-T, MAGAT, six MAGA Republicans in the House just sent a letter to DHS demanding the statistics on actually how many criminals have actually been deported, stating, quote, we are concerned that your limited resources may be stretched to pursue individuals that do not constitute an immediate threat to public safety. Yeah, so there's that. I'll also just mention this. Quinnipiac poll out yesterday, Mark, from Sussex, on immigration. Only 43% of people approve. So no, Mark, it's not a majority. It's not even a slim majority. It's not even 51%. It's not 50.5%. It's not 50.2%. It's 43%. That ain't a majority. 54% of people disapprove of his approach to immigration. And by the way, Donald Trump knows that what he's doing in California is illegal because he told us it is. Just take a listen.
I promised 4 years ago at the Republican convention, I'm going to restore law and order.
And I have, except in Democrat-run cities. Look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason to ever do that, even in a Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor.
So he knows. And Judge Breyer, in the case brought by Gavin Newsom in the state of California, calling what he's doing today illegal and unconstitutional, says he will issue a decision ASAP, trying to get that out today. And he made a point of saying just because the government calls it a rebellion or an insurrection, just because Donald Trump does, doesn't make it so. In the hearing, stating, quote, "That's the difference between a constitutional government and King George. It's not that a leader can simply say something and it becomes it." Mr. Rafael Santos from Green Bay, are you going to the protest this weekend? And are you concerned at all for your safety?
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Hey, who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
This is Maggie. You called the show. What do you have to say?
Yes, Maggie. No, what it is, that's the first time I hear about your show. I was just listening through the stations on the radio.
Yes.
And I'm pretty impressed about it. I would love to go to the protest. And it's just one point that I want to point out. Like Hispanic people like myself, they're pretty scared to go right now to a protest because the immigration, the ICE situation that's going on right now.
Yes.
Like people like myself, and I got 14 workers under my wing, and all my guys are pretty hardworking guys. And I ask the guys, I'll be like, hey, do you guys want to go to the protest? And everybody is like scared of what might happen over there, you know? I mean, it is a pretty scary situation. And the thing I want to comment about, it was about the guy that he was disagreeing with you a while ago.
Yes.
That he called and he was not agreeing with you. Well, I get where people is coming from because, listen, I've been here for 30 years and I'm illegal. So I see where people is coming from. But what about the other things Donald Trump is doing, like taking benefits from military people that they already work themselves over here, that they're legal? What about the teachers that they lower the payment, their paychecks, and taking benefits from the schools? What about them, you know? It's not just to protest because immigration, but what about the people that is here that he's taking advantage of it, you know? That's my point.
Rafael, thank you for your call and your courage. By the way, we gave that gentleman a moniker that is not his full name. I'm going to thank my producer, Jacob, in the booth for that. Thank you so much for calling. First of all, Rafael, I want to tell you this. Polling that came out yesterday says that fewer than 14% of Americans want people who have been here for longer than 20 years and are working full-time jobs deported. They don't want you deported. What people thought they were voting for was taking criminals off the streets. That's what they thought they were voting for. They weren't voting to take, again, just a moniker, Mr. Santos off the street and his hardworking crew. That's a lie. My righteous brother, Raphael, I understand your fear. You take care of you and yours, your crew. Be safe out there. We're going to stand up. They ain't taking me anywhere. I'll be back here tomorrow. I appreciate all of you. Sorry if I didn't get to your calls or texts. Appreciate the engagement this afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together against the big, brutal bill.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's National Security Council will meet in the Situation Room later this morning to take up Israel's attacks on Iran's capital and nuclear sites. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year. It could be within a few months, less than a year. This is a clear and present danger to Israel's very survival.
In Jerusalem, BBC's Hugo Bachega is monitoring the action in Iran.
A state of emergency has been declared following these attacks. Gatherings have been banned. Hospitals have also taken some emergency measures. Schools will be closed for the day. The main airport has canceled all its flights.
Black smoke could be seen rising into the air from Iran's main nuclear enrichment facility, but CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland tells us it's going to take repeated attacks.
This is going to be an air campaign as opposed to air strike.